This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Right, guys, we are the Apti Podcast, and we'd like to shout out our official sponsors, Whistle Cola, by the way. It will be in the link description below. If you're a business that wants to stock alternative drinks because these corporations are showing us no love and you want to support a local business, support Whistle Cola. Tastes amazing, and it is Gara. Also, shout out to the Unit Restaurant in Sheffield on 88 Headford Street. Go and check them out. For good music and good merch as well. As you can see, they are our official sponsors. So yeah, people tap in with that. Hamza, sign us away with a song.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maanta waxa u jeedin waa butterka la dhaho Whistle Cola. Walaalayaalo, kama halaal waa dadkeeni waa dadkeeni caawiyaan. Haddaa leedahay dukaan ama haddaa leedahay marfash ama haddaa leedahay makhaayad. Nasoo waca. وحلاله ودت كنا أن عاون كرنو كنا
بس الكولا براند approved let's go there you go
what you figure out
that's amazing that's the firstly yes the last week that was cold
yeah firstly it's that's my favorite
that's what you don't understand is number one
yeah
I don't have to be in a professional space here so my wordings
yeah
we can have wordings
yeah
and we can have professional words and normal English and normal literature this and that
yeah
but when I'm just relaxed, you gotta understand. You know when you're speaking correctly and code switching.
Yeah,
I speak slower.
That is, I've heard your voicemail. Hi guys, this is
it takes time for
Hamza.
Me because I have to process
voicemail.
The brain.
His voicemail is incredible, bro.
You got voicemail?
It's got voicemail. You don't know. Hi guys, this is Hamza. There's no way he's speaking.
Is it a bad voicemail?
No, it's good, it's bro. Great. It's good. Guys, if I was gonna give you a job, I would.
But if you get a chance, please come to the farm.
Thank you.
Put your number in.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, amazing. I remember
I had to say thank you very much.
I know the worst ones are when the man pretends to be on the phone. You know the voicemail that when someone pretends to be on the phone.
Yeah, oh, that's the worst.
It's like, yo, what are you saying? You're good. Well, I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, and then you hear beep. I'm like, why are you pissing me off?
Yeah, just sad people, isn't it?
Yeah, that pissed me off. Must have that. Pissed me off. All the time, man.
Yeah, it's from the back. It's from
like,
yo.
But coming back to now when we do merch, we have a thing called Apti Neckwear.
Neck with the neck.
You're saying it, but do you know what it is?
That'd be cold.
It's because, I have dyslexia and I want to get the word out quickly.
Is it dyslexia though?
How?
Because dyslexia is to do with reading.
Yeah. And pronunciation.
I don't think
so. And letting it out, maths, everything, my brother. You have to. There's different types.
No, but you're good at maths though, bro. Come on, give yourself some credit.
Yeah, because that's
bro.
A genius.
You know what I'm saying? Give yourself some credit.
Man, that's a genius. Yeah. He starts singing in third person. Yeah. That's a right, genius. That's cold.
Right, let me ask you this question.
Mm.
I passed my GCSE maths.
Allegedly.
Best tutors,
yeah?
A star in year 9.
Come on.
There's not allegedly. I got the certificate. What are you talking about?
Allegedly, bro.
I done my A levels in maths in year 11.
A levels?
Yeah.
A levels in year 11.
GCSE, I would have believed you.
GCSE,
He said year 9.
Well, GCSE in year 9.
Yeah, yeah. I believe that.
Do you know
GCSE,
why? I went to a tuition called Best Tutor.
No, no, but GCSE in year 9, not A levels.
Yeah.
A levels is dark, bro.
And 11, in year 11, I done my A levels.
A levels, okay, fair.
In maths?
Yeah. And you know how bad it is? Yeah. I done my, because you know it was this place called Best Tutors. Sir Nazir, there's a guy called Sir Nazir.
Yeah.
I had problematic, you know, I'm a good looking guy. So all the girls were there.
Come on, man. I hear it. It's all your talk, man.
The truth, bro. Yeah. I've got facts. They can bring my facts in their file. Mm. Yeah, girls used to go to the toilet and say, we love Hamza, at least the right of the toilet. The best tutors. Later, man.
No way.
Well, lie.
Girls used to just ride.
Was you the only guy in there?
You might.
No, I wasn't there.
There was a lot of Somalis and whatnot, but like, they never had the charisma.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what it is? I'm from Tottenham as well.
Okay.
You get me? So I was moving a bit.
He's
like,
a cheat code.
And you know what it is, yeah?
He was a cheat code.
No, stop. Because I clocked it. A lot of these Somalians, they didn't go out. My parents were good. They put me in like connections. You remember football?
Yeah.
They put me in Al Hijra. They put me in like youth club. Like I was going out.
Okay. Yeah? So you.
So this tuition place now, I know my mum's paying big bucks. So I need to learn something.
Facts.
If not, I'm getting slapped up.
Facts.
So I haven't got time to do kiki like I'm in school. You get it?
100%.
Because in school I'll have fun.
Yeah.
But in this tuition thing, I can't do that because my mum. They'll call my mum. She's downstairs.
She's downstairs.
Like, yeah. Like what? Bro, in front of everyone. Yeah, and I'm done out.
You can't get slapped in front of everyone.
In front of these whole people that I don't even know, a couple of them.
They tried to come to me one time, actually, in school.
Well, who did?
Your parents.
Is everything okay? At home. No. It was after parents leave. I think my dad must have just gave me one mad look where they thought, this kid can't go home with this man, Killy. Bro, I was like, and then I remember the teacher was like, is everything okay at home? I said, yeah, everything's good, man. Because in my mind, I weren't that smart to think.
Yeah.
Tell me more. She's like, I'm worried for you. See, me, I got a B and still in my head. Yeah. But I'll be like, yeah, everything's good.
Yeah.
So I was like, we don't snitch over here.
Yeah.
But had I been a smarter you, I'd be like,
bro, this is.
Tell me more. Like, because obviously, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro, my little brother now, you can't play those games with him. That is different now.
Bro,
the snitch.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think that this generation, they're on like.
No, bro, they would, bro. My own son did it to me, bro. Like,
come again.
I got backdoored by my son.
He said it.
Yeah, I got backdoored by my son, which was dark, so it was like.
Is it? What are you clapping?
No, I gave him a stern word. No, I gave him a stern word and that, and he went to school, and then obviously he misbehaved again. And then they were like, we're going to tell your dad. And he was like, please don't tell my dad. He said he's going to send me to hell. He's going to send me to hell. I don't want to go to hell. Like, what else is he doing? He's just going to just send me to hell, don't. And then, bro, they coerced the kid into saying shit, innit?
Oh, he hits
me and blah, blah, blah. But they've got these markers, innit?
Yeah.
So if a child like comes in not fed or like wearing dirty clothes and shit like that.
They look out for it.
So my son obviously ticked high and everything else. They just found out he was just lying, innit?
Yeah,
but yeah, bro, the children of now, bro, there's no loyalty.
What's
bro.
The worst you've done?
No, there's no loyalty.
There's no loyalty.
No, it's because
but I can't do nothing now, bro.
No, you can't.
Like,
You can't do nothing, bro.
No, but why? What's the worst you've done as a kid? Like, as a kid that have you ever?
Oh.
But was it misbehaved?
Have you snitched? Me, I've snitched.
I've never snitched.
Your parents?
I snitched out there.
Fucking slime.
That's what I've done.
This is the last episode I'll ever be on the show. On your own parents?
Yeah, no, but I snitched them on a different level.
That's
what happened. I've done some stupidness. Yeah. And I've come into the yard. My mum's battered me. This time my mum and dad are divorced.
Yeah.
So my mum's battered me.
Yeah,
boom. But while she's battered me now, I'm moving. I'm getting a bit old, so I'm 13. So I'm staying. I don't care. That doesn't
matter.
You know that, kid. Yeah, like,
when you hold that belt,
like,
I'm
not on that no more.
See, if I ever held the belt, I'll come back to that.
Nah, I never held the belt. Yeah,
bro.
That's a different.
I remember I did it once. Yeah. Bro,
get my your hands off me, boy.
Stop this, man.
I was smart. You know what
I mean? I was like, stop foolish. I said I held it.
She goes, you're gonna hold the belt. You hit me.
I would never. She goes, no, bro.
Yeah.
She pretended. She held the belt. My mom looked at me so disappointed. I was like, no, hit me. Yeah. I was like, hit me. Yeah. Bro, she's just like, bro.
That's what they do. That's what my mom says. I'm like, you hit me. There you go. I didn't hit you. Yeah. I never hit you. Yeah.
My mom gave me the thingy look. And I was like, damn. I was like, I wanted her to hit me. Yeah. Carry on hitting me.
Yeah.
Because after that moment, I was like, damn, you just made your mom feel powerless. Like, yeah. I was like, nah.
But let's get back to Hamza Sneak.
Yeah, go on.
Me, I'm not going to, after hitting thing, and I was smart with it. You know what I used to do? I used to wear bare jackets and bare surrounds.
What are you?
Like, bro, I knew I'm getting a beating. Yeah, you know what it is? Like, my beatings were like, the school's called.
Premeditated.
I know it's coming.
Yeah.
So I'm like, cool, let me get to the yard early. Yeah. Slap a few jackets. Clean up
jackets,
my room.
They'll never let you walk around a jacket because this is not what you normally do.
I'll do it though.
They will never.
I will do it because I'll be.
Bro, I'll, they'll tell you take off a jacket.
I don't mind. I'm not taking off. Yeah. I'll go ahead higher.
See,
yeah, I'm cold. Yeah,
I'm not. I'm not. So then my dad was smart. So he would wait for the beat in 2-3 days.
Oh,
awesome. Bro, I swear.
Man stores it.
Yeah, bro, he'll store it. So now I'm relaxed. Like that one jacket off, two jackets off, three jackets off. Shout to get that now.
Yeah, he catches you
one time. That's
a shirt!
Hey, bro, on.
Oh, that's
a tough. But anyways, my mum batted me, boom, now. But now she's done the bird call because I've acted a bit tough. Now she called my dad. Like, listen, he's getting a bit old. He needs a dad to come.
Yeah. Challenge.
But this time, my mum and dad split up. So I already know you get me bun, my man.
Yeah, it's up.
It's up. It's on when it's on.
While that's happening now, he's come to the yard, tried to give me a lecture. Mm. What are you talking about, bro? And then he tried to hit me.
Yeah.
If you touch me, I'm calling the feds. He ain't done nothing. Bang, I've called the feds now. My mum beat me, but I've got scars.
Yeah.
So I've called the feds now. I said, yeah, my dad's come and beat me. Come grab me right now.
Yo, they come. He put a case on him.
No, bro, they come.
The guy put the recall on him.
Dad!
Bro, they come. I was like, look.
What's a look?
Yeah. Previous scars.
Look, it's crazy.
Yeah. Dad on the block, the whole block's watching. My dad shifted that. This time, my dad and my
you got your dad shifted.
Shifted. Went to Hornsey Police Station.
Yeah.
They've come with me. My uncle's come with me. My uncle's like, I'm so what are you doing? Like, why are you doing this for? I'm like, don't watch that. I got this under control. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to let him go. I just want to show him that. You get me?
Yeah.
I've gone there now and I'm watching my dad, like, they're trying to do fingerprints. And like, I said, oh.
They're taking it too far. They're taking it too far. Stop, guys. I'm going to play for this.
Now I'm putting off the psychotic guy.
Officer, come in. It's all a joke.
Yeah, but it wasn't my dad, I was lying. He said, what? He said, come in the room. He said, so it wasn't your dad. Why did you lie about your dad? I said, because he hurt me. Mom, dad split up, so I was getting mad at him. You know that.
Oh, yeah. You're true. Smart before smart, that. There.
Spot, he said, cool, no, but I already knew what I was doing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
No, like that. I didn't want my dad to get shifted. Obviously. I just wanted my anger for my mom.
Just to know that you can't do them things.
Like, no, the anger for my mom that I had why she beat me, because I can't do nothing.
Yeah, obviously.
It's like, now I'm giving it to my dad. Plus, the anger he's already got my mom and dad before, so it was already hot topic. Like, So I was already fuming at it. So now I've got, well, you know what Holmesy Police Station did to me? They took my dad. To my house, dropped him off, said, round the hall. Me, they physically kicked me out.
No way.
Like, when I say,
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell, fast, to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Nah, clean it up. Well, I remember, I'm not lying.
That's so funny.
I went to the police station in a nice car, warm, air conditioned.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah, my hand, yeah. Oh, they kicked me out. Now I'm on the 41 bus. Yeah. My uncle, like,
no way.
I told you.
I can't believe it.
I told you.
I'm going to my yard. My yard, my dad's got fish, chicken, hillip,
yeah,
and a gror.
No, everything.
And a mango, you know that?
Yeah.
He's eating there just. Mum said, "How will our bastard work out?" I don't talk, you know. I'm getting silent treatment. Yeah. I'm getting the treatment like, wow, this
you
is
did
what
this,
he did.
Yeah.
This is what he did. You think I ever did that? You think I ever did that ever again?
No
in my
way.
Life?
I don't think, I don't think I could ever get to that level, bro. Where I think I'm gonna snitch on.
No, but like you see, no, but you gotta understand it.
Yeah.
These sort of things.
When you're a kid,
we would have
when
never.
You're a kid, you're
no,
right.
When you're a kid, we would have never thought of these things if they never pushed that towards us. Like, but I remember, like, a lot of times, like, you good, you're right, social services. Like, they will always entice you or ask you these safety questions.
They never had that in my school, boy. Only that one woman.
Yeah.
Nah, they would, man.
No, they might have it. I think they were legally blind.
No, they would.
I think back then, it was a whole different...
But
no, it was okay, the Wild Wild West.
Now it's different.
Yeah. But maybe it's like they didn't care about our culture.
Yeah, they didn't care about us.
But, like, now, I'll give you an example. The reason why I said, like, let's say now the teachers now, when you're misbehaving a lot and they've called the parents and it's not doing anything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when they're like...
They just give up.
They give up. And then now that's when they're trying to fuck up your whole family, your whole life. Yeah. The koalas and the whole thing. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Right, would you want your... It's a mad question, but would you want your child to be a bully or get bullied if you had a choice? You don't have choice of either one. Would you rather him be the bully or... For him to get bullied.
No, why can't he be like a normal?
No, they can't. Let's say that's the only options you've got.
Then a bully.
A bully, yeah.
I don't want my kid getting bullied. That's crazy.
You know, I'd rather my kid get bullied.
Is
you know
it?
Why? Because sooner or later, he's going to become the bully. Because that's going to keep hurting him so much. Mm.
No, but then you don't want your son to go through hurt like that, bro.
No, actually, you don't. It gives you tough skin, but...
Trust me.
But I don't know.
Either one is fucked.
If he's the bully now, sooner or later, someone's going to come and grab him.
Yeah.
He's gonna learn the hard way.
Or he's gonna go somewhere else in a life that you don't want.
Yeah.
Let's go back to this school thing now, yeah, because you got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't got no use.
I'm trying to calculate how many years I've got. Then I was like, actually, you know what, you might as well tell him in it.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the four kids you got, and then, no, I'm joking. Because obviously, you gotta remember, we were raised on a certain way of upbringing.
Tough love,
yeah. Tough love.
How are you gonna maneuver in this day and age?
Like,
how
do you maneuver?
Because I'm not gonna lie to you. We used to get clipped in the back of your ear for just rushing at the food. Do you know what I'm saying?
Or
running around the house. You can't.
I can't even imagine that. I remember.
I'll be honest. I'll start thinking of smart ways, like tripping up my kid or something.
Yeah.
Like, if you run, I'm going to have to trick you up.
I've got to the point where now I can just give him a look and shout and that. But even then, I look at him, I think he's like seven, bro. He's never going to take this shit seriously.
You never whacked your kid.
Nah, man. But then I feel like.
He wouldn't ever say it.
I wouldn't say it.
That's a case right there.
This guy trying to give me an
elbow. I mean, like a little.
Shout, you know what works? The naughty corner and that, bro. That shit works, bro.
This guy's worse than that.
That shit is like Alcatraz for them.
Naughty corner.
Bro, that's
how I would have taken that heavenly. I've seen like bear my fellow Afs, the smart ones, like the military ones.
Yeah.
Where there's no markers. But they man had them standing with their
them
ones there. Because you can't literally...
You can't lick them. You can't
lick them. Well, like the chicken ones. Like the one that make you do
You do the chicken.
I remember that one.
That's what I was saying.
I remember, like my mum would say, go outside and you got to choose your weapon to get hit with, bro. You got a stick. And then she'll do this whip thing to see if it whips.
Bro.
If it's weak, McDonald's
balloon thing.
No. That was GBH.
I used to, I think I was the only kid that didn't like going to McDonald's when he was a kid,
Bro,
reason why is because there used to be balloon seasons. So they would have the seasons where they wouldn't have balloons out.
Yeah.
Then there'll be seasons where I don't know what they're celebrating. Maybe Donald's birthday.
Yeah, I think it was Donald's birthday,
Donald's birthday or something.
Yeah.
But they had the balloons with that little thing
the plastic stick.
But my mom was like, call it. She'll take three of them home. Yeah. Bro, them things whistle,
yeah.
What about the radio wire?
Nokia charger wire. I don't know if anyone remembers the Nokia.
Yeah, the thin ones.
Back of the radio, you see the two little things.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying.
The wooden spoon.
I didn't mind it as much as I got older.
She'll break it with me.
When I upgraded from the belts and it became buckles,
In my house, it evolved because obviously, as my mom was getting older, she was getting weaker.
Evolution.
So she then, we used to call it village beatings, but everyone would get it. Do you know what I mean? So if my mum's beating someone up, we'd all rush them. So everyone would get rushed.
You got jumped, bro.
Yeah, you'd get rushed, bro. If my mum's putting hands on you.
Yeah. You can punch up as well.
Seven other people are jumping. Are you jumping up?
Beat up my sisters.
Brother, it's called the village beating. Everyone got it, bro.
How's that possible? Everyone. How did you not even accept it,
bro? You just
the evolution is crazy.
The evolution, because my mum was getting old, so her beats weren't really beating.
So you showed off. You be like,
nah, man. We got rushed, bro. I ended up in hospital a few times off that shit, bro.
What?
Concussions and that, bro. These people, bro. Do you know what? Some of my siblings wouldn't even. They would look forward to it, bro. They'd set you up. They'd set you up in a way where you fucked up. And then they'll snitch on mom, village beating, bro. You would get rushed.
No way.
Wallahi, bro.
His brothers are stomping him out.
Yeah, just bam. Like, and
bro, if I was to ever touch my sisters, the amount of headache I get, like, my sisters can do anything they want to.
Yeah, honestly.
When I was growing up, bro, I had, like, if I was like, what do you mean? Like, I'll chase them or something. Yeah, man, to Allah, I could have.
You got to remember, they were holding down the house. You was useless. That's basically.
You know, like, the Welka.
Yeah,
you do the washing.
Yeah,
like you know how like my sister's mom had a routine for them.
Yeah,
everyone's doing Monday, Tuesday. I'm part of it.
Yeah, are you using it as well?
You didn't get no respect in the house, right, bro. Hey.
And then you was getting mucked up as well.
Mucked up, me,
I was getting mucked up because I'm just chilling.
Yeah,
do you get what I'm saying?
Then
obviously if I ever try to raise, are you dumb? They're the ones that cook, clean the house, and everything, and you're out here, you useless self. That's what, like, do you get what I'm saying?
No, they were friends. My sisters were smart. What they did, they became good best friends with my mom.
Yeah.
So now it's like woman power.
Matriarchy.
Yeah, do you understand? Like everyone in the house or whatever. Yeah. Like before, I was called golden child.
Yeah.
So the girls used to hate it.
Did that change?
That changed dramatically.
Yeah. Is it?
No, I just changed my voice to
mine.
Once she jumped into Somalia, I went no golden child no more. It's bottom of the barrel.
What are we saying? What? You're like the favorite one in the house?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I was. Before 16, I was definitely the favorite. Well, I was so the favorite, yeah. My mom used to take me tuition, like I said.
Yeah.
And because I finished the tuition, I'd get chicken chips.
Oh, okay, sick.
Chicken chips. That's like Mitchell and Starship.
A
junior special.
Yeah. Maybe there was a chicken burger shop that I specifically liked.
Yeah.
Get that, just to go to tuition.
Yeah, that's sick.
And I'm like, yeah, and then the girls and that, my mom will take, well, that's stupid, Patin, cool.
Yeah. Don't watch what he's doing.
Don't watch what I was doing. Now I'll go football, my mom will take me football. Like, my mom, I clocked what she was trying to do when I was a kid. Make me not feel like I don't have a father.
Oh, okay, I get you.
Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
That's cool.
Whereas the girls is like, oh, you don't know about, for me, it's so now I'll get anything. Like, now I'll be like,
they don't need a father.
No, but she's.
It's not that, but the girls, but I think girls handle it better, innit? Mm. Like, they carry it better, bro.
Like, my mom was sick, like, you know, when it, like let's say, like, end of year school, you remember when you go out, like, Thorn Park or whatever.
Thorn Park, yeah.
What's even wrong with that? We're saying a Thorn Park.
Thorn Park.
It's okay, though.
You understand what I mean?
We need a Hamza dictionary by the end of the year.
If it's possible.
Yeah, you think it's possible?
Yeah, go on.
So go on, your mum's taking you up.
Like, my mum's taking me. She's Thorn Park and that. She wouldn't take me. She would give me like pack of lunch, bag and pack of lunch. Yeah. And then she'd give me like little tobangin, sour, or like, you know, a little key ring. It was alright. That's the other Somali used that I saw.
Yeah,
I never got that.
Yeah, I never got
that. Sure, but I'm not gonna lie. That like Somali girls will watch this and say, the way our mothers baby us, like, creates...
They're all wrong.
Like, creates...
Let's get on to this.
Creates, like, a man-child.
Sorry?
Like,
they're talking about these... what do they call it?
Feminine.
No.
Mama's boys.
They call us mama's boys.
Mama's boys.
Yeah, why not? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with mama's
boys? But, okay, Cole, you tell us what do you think they mean by that? What do you think they mean by that?
I think what they're trying to speak to is the fact that some men have a toxic relationship with their mum. A lot of these Somali ladies have kicked the husband out of the house, and now they make like the elder son or like a couple of the sons fill in for that father role.
Mm.
So like the responsibilities, so the things that their husband's supposed to be doing, their sons are doing for them.
Yeah.
And now that their sons have left the house and they have their own family and their own wife and their own
that
kids,
infiltrates
they're
there.
Used to him doing taking that responsibility and that role. And even though he's married now, they're still expecting him to fulfill those kind of duties.
Mm.
So that's why they're calling him mama's boys.
No, that's cool. Depends on no, because you can't, bro. When you've got your house, you still got to make sure mum's looked after. Don't get it wrong, but when you've got your house, you have to build up your house first. Do you know what I'm saying? But like, say for instance, what kind of
things are they talking about?
You have
like,
to build up your house.
But yeah, no, because you still have to look after your house.
Even though you're building your house,
no.
You can't lose out that responsibility that you had.
No, of course. If you've still got to look after certain things, but what I'm saying is, like, so say for instance, my mom wants to go somewhere. Like, I must leave my house to go there. Do you know what I'm saying? That's the kind of thing that's what I'm assuming. I'm assuming it's a stupid menial task.
Basically.
My mom wants to go to Aros. She wants to go to a wedding. And then she rings you, Muhammad, come pick me up at this time.
I'll give you an example, even though that is now, okay, Hoya's called you, she's told you she wants you to go pick her up from
Aros.
You'd be like, Hoya, listen, I'm with the family, I can't pick up, I can order you.
Yeah, facts. There's ways around it.
So that responsibility isn't nagging.
No. But they're saying the mum is overstepping by forcing you to be here now.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
In this scenario, say your mom says no.
You have to pick me up.
You must come.
Mama knows.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's the difference between you and a man child.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Bring that's the X5 as well.
Yeah.
We're bringing up the
Habreres. Yeah.
No, but my mom.
See, that's where I draw the line. I'm saying, mom, if I'll take you, dude, I'm dropping you. I'm my favorite aunties.
You can't blame the son for that. You got to blame the mom for that.
No, that's what they're talking about.
My mom wouldn't do that. My mom would tell me 3 days before it. Listen,
Can you do something for me?
That was different. Like, now I can pre-plan. Like, listen, Thursday, my mom's asked me to go do XYZ.
I think it's just overbearing stuff. Yeah. The one-off is nothing. I don't think anyone has a problem with the one-off.
No, but we all have cheeky moms.
I think 100%.
My mom will go to her, she might call me right now and tell me, listen, come do me XYZ. It's just cheeky. Like, she'll try it. But if you say, listen, I'm busy.
No, but it's different right now. You're single right now.
Facts.
Basically, when you're married, your priority is your wife.
No.
This is
one thing you're not getting. When you get married, this is what I said to you last week, a couple of weeks ago, actually. When I said to you, when you get married, you're not getting married now because you're selfish. We're all selfish. I'm selfish. That's the truth. We all want to travel. We want to do certain things.
I'm not selfish, not that kind of selfish.
That's not the kind of selfish I mean. Like, we're selfish with our time, if that makes sense, yeah? We want to do what we want, whenever we want. Once we get married, that's not how it goes.
It's not just your time.
It's not my time, it's her time. Whatever the house needs, I need to do that. That's the same for us, bro.
What do you mean? It's my time, it's my time.
Okay, cool. She's gonna say, listen, we're running at this. You have to make sure that stuff gets done. Like, bro, you have to. Okay, this is broken.
Babe, you never ordered that on the Tesco thing. The order, you're on some joke thing.
And that's the thing, bro. Like,
you're on a joke thing. She might forget she's a human being. So you need to go. You can't forget. I've just told you. Like,
you was meant to do it. You forgot. Now you want me to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to think about it. I've got an hour and a half. I'm going to go back to waiting.
You're not ready for marriage. Yeah, move. You're not ready for
marriage.
He's already angry.
Hamza's the pettiest guy.
Hamza's
the pettiest guy.
Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the
pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy.
Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy.
Hamza's the pettiest
guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy. Hamza's the pettiest guy. But you haven't told me that you haven't, and now I'm home and I'm having dinner. I'm like, that's the kind of stuff I'm like, that irks me.
You should know me.
Exactly. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's the kind of stuff, like, there's certain things that I'll prioritize. Like, if my bubble bath ain't there and it ain't ordered, I'm annoyed. Like, there's certain things that I like, but.
No, but.
Do you get what I'm saying?
But that situation now that you've just said,
I'll go grab it. If I'm out already, go.
No, I'm not out. I'm in the house. Me and you.
That's too late.
She just says, oh my god, I forgot the milk. Muhammad,
go ahead, get it. Are you gonna make her go?
Like, she's watching Love Island.
Cool.
I'm just watching Love Island. Mommy, let me just finish. She's gonna finish in 5 minutes.
Okay, Is that what you're going to say to her?
No, that's what she's saying to you. Like,
okay, no.
Because if I look at it as an adult, it's me and you more, right?
She forgot milk.
And we're sitting there, we're two adults.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock, by the way. Love Island's on.
Yeah, exactly.
Go get the milk, bro.
No, you have to go get the milk.
Why?
Or deliver it.
Protector, provider.
Yeah, you have to go get. You can't make
these are titles that come along with husbands.
Hold on, one second. You're gonna
telling you.
Would you rather you
the protector is me going to the shop?
Provider.
And protector. Mm. You're gonna let her go out at that time.
At 9 o'clock at night.
So what's the reason? What's the reason behind her not going out at 9 o'clock at night? Is it because I'm protecting her from?
Are you in the house? Let me ask you.
Yes.
So you're gonna make her go out?
Yeah.
Impossible.
Hamza. When the man's wrong, you're
Hamza.
Let's see his thought process.
This is bad PR. Rapid.
No, it's fine. I'm okay.
You know what it is. You can win for me. Like, I'm not winning. No one's perfect.
Yeah,
maybe I might get a girl that can change my perspective.
Okay, facts.
I'm giving them a wheelie.
Yeah.
Wheeling them in. But this is the reason why I say this.
Wheeling them in.
I'm used to, like, let's say now you're in Qatar or Somalia or anything. There is a chariot. You don't know what chariot, like a worker, a maid.
Yeah.
Would the maid go out to the shop to go get the milk?
Yeah, but she works for you.
Would she go out to the
She's
shop?
She's not your wife.
She's not your wife.
They're two different things.
But would you let a woman... So the point of view was, would you let... So
I think I'd feel a type of way.
Would you let a woman go out at night to go get something from the shop?
I think I'd feel a type of way.
Even with me,
I don't think I could make a maid go out at
9 o'clock.
Yeah, bro.
I don't think I would do it.
I couldn't do that, bro.
So that's when the hadith is.
So you wouldn't even let the maid go to the
shop? Nah, bro. I'm the man. I'm here, bro. Like, 2 seconds. Jump in the whiz.
It's safe, the area.
Huh? Bro, you live in North. Go on.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay, so, we're talking about, let's just say Somalia, where the place is safe, yeah? If she runs out, she runs out. It's not a problem, yeah? Let's be real. But I'm not making my wife go there, bro. We all talk, but they're two different people. They're two different entities, bro. There's no
the
way.
Wife.
He's equal across all boards.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Equality across all boards.
Is that bad?
Yeah, that is bad.
Let me ask you your question. You're at home. Yeah?
Yeah.
You're at home. Mum's there. Sisters are there. No milk. What would you do? Would you let your sisters go?
Would
you let your sisters go?
Yeah, take my car. Go.
Unless
the shop's like, so at my mum's house, the shop's literally the shop, at the end of this road.
Let's say the shop is where we just went now.
No, that's too far. My mum, that's too far.
If it's the next door thing, calm.
Yeah, if it's like my mum's house, the thing is there.
If it's the next door thing, it's calm.
This time I'm not gonna lie to you. I won't be like, I'm at my mom's house and my sister's there, and they'll just pop out without even telling me. Do you know what I'm saying?
The reason why I say this is, and don't get me wrong, it's just moving a bit controlling.
It's not even about that, bro.
Don't
try to flip the narrative.
Man said,
don't flip the narrative. The reason why I say this is the way it's giving is like, you're not allowing the woman to go to the shop. If she wants to say, listen, so Addy, well, I just ran a corner, I'll go to the shop, babe. What do you think?
It's not
like I want it to be a thing. It's impulsive. Like, it has to be done.
Not impulsive, compulsory.
Compulsory.
But what I'm saying to you is, if she says, okay, she says, I don't want to go. There's no milk, though. We need milk.
Why don't you want to go?
Yeah, so it's not controlling, is it, really?
No. I'm asking her why I
don't feel safe going out at this time.
You're
going
to look at it and say, my wife cannot go out at 9 o'clock by herself. That's what it's giving.
No. Bro. Listen,
no, she wants to go out. Okay, you're trying to.
He's doing the manipulation.
Yeah.
If my missus wants to go out,
with dinner with her girls, whatever. Obviously, that's not going to be a problem, is it? Let's be honest, because they choose to go out at that damn time.
Why can't you go to the shop at 9 o'clock to go get milk?
She's not choosing to go there. It's because we run out of milk, bro. That's a necessity.
Okay, but
do you know what I'm saying? If you guys can wait till the morning, cool.
Are you going to be there all the time?
What do you mean?
In that house,
if I'm not, if I'm
sometimes you're not going to be there, and she might have the kid and do something.
She'll call you.
She would need milk right there.
Cool. She'll call you. Where are you? I'm half an hour away.
What about if you're like you businessman, you fly out?
Businessman's crazy.
Cool.
So
if you're not there, if you're not there,
what happens?
If you're not there, she goes herself, bro.
Okay. So then, what's the issue if I am there?
Bro, you can still mitigate.
There's no issue.
Language can we speak?
I'm trying to understand how his thoughts work.
What language do you want to understand? Go. Okay, Hamza, let me give you an example. Let's say hypothetically, you say to your wife, she's gone to the shops. God forbid, she gets attacked. Okay. The first question any man would ask you is, Where were you? I was in the house. Why did you go?
So what I'm going to tell you. Don't question Allah.
Oh my God. Leave God.
How
out of
dare
this.
You tell me Allah would have not put her there and it would not happen if it was not meant to be?
Hamza, yeah, do you know what it is? I feel like generally this is where you're going wrong when it comes
to
women.
Hold on.
At home, do you buy anything? Do you go shopping for your house? Yeah. No, you don't.
What I do?
Okay, cool. So again, in that scenario, has it been happened to you before?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
it's happening tonight.
Do you get sent shop?
It's happening right now.
Do you get sent shop?
May I get sent all the shop? That's why I don't like it.
Okay,
I'm
fine.
Tired of getting sent to the shop, bro.
So you.
Like, and the worst thing is, because of this principle you're saying. I understand that.
I know you understand. I'm only coming
from you, though. Like, I just want to see if there's an argument here.
There's none.
The reason
why
I say this is
there's roles, bro.
For someone like me now, I've lived in my house all the time. Yeah. Father's not been there. I have always had to go to the shop.
Yeah. So
regardless of Saben, whether it's Marlin, whether it's thing, it's responsibility, my brother. He from Apple. What's the next thing? Like, brother, I haven't even breathed.
Yeah.
So my thing is like now, when I get into a marriage,
yeah.
I just find it like, brother,
you want your peace.
Like, bro, I'm not gonna get peace.
All right, cool.
No, I have to.
You're gonna have to find a workaround.
I have to do this. I have to do this and that. And she can't even go to the shop for man.
But that's the greatest thing about relationships. There's gonna be workarounds. So, say for instance, okay, Milk. There's not kind of respectfully. There's nothing. It's gonna be more about the stuff that you want that you're gonna have to go shop for. By the way, because I'm not gonna lie to you. From where I know my sisters, they're just like, you know what? That can wait till tomorrow morning. But I know you want it. So if you want to go shop, go shop. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah.
Most of the time, it's going to be for stuff that you want.
They abuse me. They'll make it out like the vulnerable. Like now, you see my mum, she's the maddest woman.
Yeah, what?
Maddest woman in the world.
Guilt trip. Galore.
Galore.
Madre.
This is what she did.
Yeah.
She broke the microwave in the house.
Yeah?
It just popped. You know how it
Yeah.
So now, she and my younger sister had plotted.
Okay.
Yes, they're like, 60 quid for another microwave. What do you think? Nah, man. Hamza's back, though. Okay, how are we going to plot this?
They thought about it.
Said he loves a yayo.
Oh, okay. Yeah?
So whatever happens with a yayo, he'll do it. So say this. A yayo needs the microwave today because if not, she can't drink her ano.
Damn.
So basically, grandma, if she doesn't drink her milk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
might be problems for the night.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing.
Yeah.
They've plotted. They've come to the conclusion at night.
Yeah,
it's Monday execution time.
Okay.
Yeah. Morning, time to execute.
Yeah.
So what they do, mom? Say, what are you saying? That's how they play. I know my mom. When I get the,
she's coming.
Yeah, but I like to. So the best way to exit is you exit.
Yeah, you get out of the room quick.
Get out of the room quickly.
Yeah, quick.
So listen, like, oh, I'm the out. It didn't work.
Yeah, go on.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
They got me.
After 4 months, just play with me. Oh, so how was it? How was the trip? Yeah. You going back? Are you going right? Right, cool. What's the door? We're patting
up. Yeah.
I'm see what to believe. What happened? Bloody a year's microwave is broken. I gotta go to work. I gotta go. Go get fast, Leo. It's fine. Yeah, she needs it today.
And then they call us.
Yeah. So I said, you know what? As I am son of the great son.
I am the son of the great son. But. Hey, man, calm down, calm down.
Yeah. Boom. I've gone to Argos.
Yeah.
Bought the bloody microwave.
Yeah.
Slapped it in the house.
Yeah.
Gone to my grandma.
Yeah.
I want to get my retribution.
Yeah, he's like, I did this to you.
He saw Dre.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah.
Gone to that yo.
She knows nothing.
She knows nothing.
She's looking at him.
What's this TV?
Like, I don't even use the right room, man.
What's this TV you bought? Yeah.
I said, did the microwave break? I said, the edge is done. But now, mom, I'm going to let her know how I feel. Yeah. I said, what's going on here? Yeah. I said, how do you put something? She goes, ah, yeah. You're like, now they're playing it cool. Like, you've done the job, man.
You've done the job, man. It's done.
I like it, bro. I'm saying, but it's a joke, too. But listen.
No, let's not switch the topic, Hamza.
To what?
Go back to the original topic.
Well, I forgot the bipolar.
No. I think where you're going wrong when it comes to.
Sorry. I forgot about bipolar.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what it is? But by the way, like I said to you look, before, I was trying to become a comedian. Can I say one joke before you drop your mic?
Go on.
Oh, my days. Not these dad jokes again.
It is. Have you ever seen
a
Chinese with Down syndrome?
Okay, I don't think you. Should do this one.
I was trying to say this one can't go on TikTok.
Why not?
Pull the cord.
I've seen it on TikTok though.
Okay, cool. Okay, no, I haven't seen it.
Why?
Why
do you think so?
I don't know.
I don't know. Go on.
Generally, when it comes to women, wala tirsane. You're not supposed to do that.
Okay.
You know, what's that? Break it down.
He said basically, when you argue with females.
Yeah, you love it.
I don't know.
You fucking love it, bro. You die for it.
Oh, no, I love it.
You love it.
It's not, do you know what it is? I'll be honest with you. It's not that. It's that I'm used to having debates with my sister. So for me, I don't look at them because she's not a female.
Yeah.
I'm looking at them as a human being.
Because
I'm not disrespecting you. I'm just looking at you like a normal man. Like I would have an argument with you.
No, but like, wala tirsane means something. It's more like keep account.
That's not account, yeah.
No, like you keep account, like as in, I do this, you do this.
Okay,
I do that. If I can do this, you can do this.
Mm. What do you mean? Like tit for tat?
Yeah, kind of.
It's not really that. What you're getting misconfused with, I would say, for me personally.
Misconfused, well, I love it. Yeah. Go on.
No, the reason why, because I need to get the dictionary stone by the end of the year. Yeah, we need to get the words. Yeah. You don't see what I'm doing here.
One of my to be as well.
Anyways, my thought process is.
Yeah.
You're the same as me. Today, birdie cost me. I'm already thinking, shit, I need to get him back. It's just a normal process.
Yeah.
But when it comes now to a debate or argument now, you're showing me your views. So now I'm trying to change your views. Correct?
Mm.
Because nothing's right. It's just an opinion. So me going back and forth with you isn't me trying to, like, I'm just trying to peel it off, like, screw it, this bulb, screw this one, play with that one. Okay, let me come from a different perspective.
All right, so let me argue with you so you don't argue with them. Mm. Everything you do in a relationship is not always 50-50.
Okay.
It's not 100%.
That part.
It's not always 50-50.
Okay.
In certain roles, I will do more things for you and take care of you as a level. It's like a service I'm doing for you.
Mm.
And in certain ways, you will take more care of me.
Mm.
Things aren't, they're balanced in that sense.
Hey, yeah.
But it's not completely, I do the washing today, you do the washing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that way.
We know that.
But what's going on in these relationships nowadays is 80%
the female's taking and you're taking 20% of your life. You don't have no peace.
No, but there's certain things.
He's literally, you know, I've come to realize.
What?
This guy has lived a marriage in his head.
In his head. Yeah.
By himself.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. Bro.
As
a businessman, what advantages, apart from the religion telling us it's half of our deen, what advantages are there for?
How about this? Yeah. As a man, well, hold on, let me just finish.
Children, legacy, bro.
I don't care about your legacy.
Let's just say about legacy.
Your legacy.
Yeah.
Like, to me, what does, bro, you know the world's going to come to an end.
But you don't want children, bro.
Do you
want
to die alone?
We're going to die alone.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, do you want to spend, like, say for us, let's just say, inshallah, we get to like, old ages, yeah? You want a partner in crime, bro. you know, you're not gonna have
half of the time.
You're not gonna be able to travel as much as you can. You can't. You're not gonna be able to. You're not gonna be as mobile, bro.
Yeah, man.
If you've done the right thing in your life, Ilahi won't put you in. Like, you know what's so crazy?
Mm.
One of my aunties the other day, we were talking, and her sister is in hospital.
Mm. Yeah, I like Granny Schiffer, man.
I mean, and then basically, every one of my family members within my mom's side, everyone's flying out to India to go look after her for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Makes sense? So everyone's taking turns. There's like a routine LSMA for the year. Everyone's having turns to go and chill with her. So now, basically, I'm like, bro, like, what, she ain't got no kids, no husband, no nothing. She's never been married.
Okay.
Never. So, and I looked at her like, wow, this is the first time I've seen someone from our culture, Somali or Muslim, that has never been married and hit the 60s.
Mm.
There's a lot of them, bro. They're out there. They're unicorns, right? I'll agree, but they are out
But Ilahi Iqori, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I can't complain about it. Maybe Ilahi Iqori.
No, but sometimes you just need to concede, bro. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
You know what it is for me? Like I said to you before, conceiving a kid is a big responsibility, man.
Yeah, so it's massive.
I said concede, but we're there, bro. I'm wherever you're at right now. Go ahead. Let's conceive this child, yeah.
Bam. Boom.
No, but what I'm trying to say is basically, before I get to the child, the marriage is important to me.
Agreed.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So let's get the first hurdle done.
Yeah.
Before we think about the what could come. It's like me looking at, like, all right, cool, I want to buy a car, but I haven't got the money for the car, but I'm just thinking of the car.
All right, cool. But okay, if you was to get married, why would you get married? Let me just ask you a question.
I definitely would be, Zina would be my number one. Like
I dry snitching.
I want to have that halal. Because if not, the more you don't get married, the more you hold it, the more you see in the world that we live,
the more you're exposed to it.
The more you're exposed to whatnot. So sooner or later, somehow, some way, may Allah protect us from that. But what I'm trying to say, that's number one rule for me.
No, and but then number two, half of the deen parts.
No, number two is the deen.
Straight.
Yeah. The deen. Because really and truly, without that part, covering your half of the deen is important. But I'm saying that as a man or as a female, that number one part, because you know that you're
protecting yourself from the worldly desires. Yeah. All right,
that will get me to Jannah as well. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Fair. Okay.
Them two are the main two options.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything after that?
Well, there's nothing after that.
No. Companionship?
What? Companionship for what? You're my bedroom.
We have different relationships.
This is a dark episode, right?
No, that's not companionship.
We don't need that. I said to you now, if it wasn't for Zina, and if it wasn't for the marriage,
why do you coffee dates?
I don't
anymore.
I've upgraded it. They're taking me on big boy dates.
Okay, where are they taking you now?
Now they're taking me. I'm not gonna lie.
Uptown, dog.
David, there's a new place. I don't know if you don't know.
Talk to us.
Yeah, but I haven't gone or whatnot.
Okay.
He's waiting for the next date.
There's a spot in Ilford.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big spot.
Okay.
Don't want to say the name because people might check the CCTV and check who I'm there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's a big spot, nice Asian.
Yeah.
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 And even me, I was shocked.
Okay.
It has booths.
And then someone took you there?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Let's not bait out the spot. Right. So let's just say, why do you go there? Why do you go there if you can't see?
I'm just
being
honest, man.
Well,
that
was hungry.
No,
was hungry that day, but you were speaking to these people.
Yeah, no, because look, she said, I can't take you serious. Like I say, I got to see you.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Available date was Thursday 21st.
Thursday 21st?
You know what it? He's got it in his Google calendar and that.
Bro, I do a calendar. The same way we got bookings for this. I book it, my calendar in.
You're telling me what?
So it's not even a love
thing. The ideas of even having a child isn't something that...
I'll be honest with you, I think I'm over that. I was at one point winning that.
No, but
seriously?
I mean,
I'm not too fast, bro.
No, do you know why? The reason why I say it,
Why?
It's because, like...
What are you...
For me, I have to get to that person first. I see that as a long journey, bro.
Yeah.
It's a long journey,
and then also, like, the other thing is, like, if I get there, then inshallah, then I'll start thinking about it. But,
it's the single greatest purpose that you'll ever have in life.
When I was a kid,
So that's what I'm saying. You want for your brother what you want for yourself.
Yeah, but I don't, as someone that's come from a marriage, or shall I say, my family's marriage, like they've split up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that my dad's amazing or my dad's bad or my mom's bad or whatnot, but I know that there's difficulties that I had to overcome because of that.
Big facts, of course.
So what I'm trying to say is, I know that this responsibility is very, very...
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Okay, so before I know, one thing is make sure the marriage
yeah.
is the best, to the best ability that you can.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
But a lot of the things are out of your control, bro. Like you could plan and say, I'm going to have the best marriage. No one ever enters a marriage thinking
it's going to flop.
Everyone goes into a marriage with an ounce of delusion thinking this is for life.
Have you heard about Tayo Kamo?
Yeah, of course.
That's what I'm doing. We're just filtering. Like the same thing I said to my aunt yesterday. I said, we have a job available.
Yeah.
And we've got candidates. We're going through the interview process. That's what the dating process is.
So, for now, sorry, we're here now. What's stopping... You've had countless candidates, bro.
Yeah.
I fucking lost count.
You had more dates than Ramadan.
Literally, bro.
Yeah.
What is stopping you? Like, you're telling me out of all of these people you picked or you've gone through...
I didn't pick them. They picked... O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So they picked you, big up you, but you've never looked at any of them. Like, what didn't qualify them?
I didn't.
Like, give me one. Give me the recent one, and what didn't qualify her to be...
She took you to the big boy spot.
The one.
Yeah, the one, the same spot that I said that.
Yeah.
The reason for this girl was she was entitled. The reason why I say that is now, before we got to this date, I spoke with her 2 weeks ago. Yeah?
Okay.
I got her number.
Right.
Yeah, from the function.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once I got her number now, I didn't message her back for time because I was busy.
Yeah.
And a lot of things happened.
Yeah.
Right? Then when time was available to message her,
yeah,
we messaged her.
Yeah.
Now it's like you're a joke, man. Hand up.
No. Sorry, I'm just stretching.
Yeah. 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 Anyways, now. So to me, now she's like, oh, you're taking the piss. Like, I've never seen that. Someone take my number, but they don't chat to me straight away. Like, I can't take you serious. I said, why though? I'm busy. Why didn't you call me?
You know what? Do you know where this conversation is flawed from the beginning, bro? You met this female. Can I say female? Is it female?
John.
Woman, my bad. Woman. In a function, bro. Like, no one goes to a function to find love, bro.
Well, I can't. Okay, cool.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Let's not start normalizing this thing, bro. You had your ankles covered on the last episode, so if you're gonna go with the sunnah, bro, let's go forth.
Okay,
all right,
let's go forth,
bro. No one is finding their wife in a function, bro. Let's have it right. So you not texting our drunk, but you even considering
when I say that function, we're talking a hafled.
Hafled, no, man.
You're how many events have you gone to?
Allegedly, bro.
So let me ask you. You could be at a function, but you.
Yeah.
So what makes you different?
Not me. No,
but he's not looking for love. I'm not looking for love,
bro. What are you looking for? What are you looking for?
Last,
I wish I never started this conversation.
Last episode, you started doing the text.
Exactly. Yeah. And now what's going on?
How's that going?
Body blue's not giving out.
Shout out, Body, man.
She's not allowing you to be her only fan.
Listen to this, guys. Yeah, this one. It's crazy because I was thinking about this with Mo outside. I was telling him, I don't know if you lot know, but have you lot seen the e-visa situation?
Wait, hold on. We're not letting you get off.
Yeah.
So wait, hold on. You don't want to get married for the purpose of love, of finding love.
I believe in love.
Huh?
What's up? Of course.
Course I believe in love.
Come out of 10, bro. Hey, this guy.
Of course I believe in love.
Do you believe in love? Do you believe in love?
Yes.
So, okay, what's up? Why are you not married then if you don't believe in love?
Because I haven't found my love.
I don't think love does exist, bro.
Do you actually believe in love? Be real.
Yeah,
are you winding me up?
No, I'm being so serious. I believe in love.
You don't believe in love.
Love doesn't exist, bro.
Wallah, I believe in love. How do I not believe in love?
Bro.
So you don't want to get married for the purposes of love then?
Yeah, why that then?
No, because I believe in love doesn't mean that. I found love.
No, but isn't that
that's
the whole
thing? That's what I'm trying to say. I can believe in love, but nigga, I ain't found love.
Wait, hold on.
No,
so wait, hold on. You're telling me you can marry a woman without being in love with her?
Bro, I can't marry her.
What do
you
mean?
You can marry a woman
without being in love
because
with her.
Because the reason of getting married was the purpose of just doing it for half of your deen and just yeah, my bro. That's where I'm at. I'll be honest with you. By 35,
you're tired.
And then love comes after marriage, by the way.
Yeah, I think the idea of love is so thingy, like something that people chase, but I don't think it's real.
It's not tangible, bro.
No.
Because look, your definition of love, I will ask you both now differently. Like, you can write your definition of love and he writes his definition of love. It's totally different, bro. No, there's no fixed concrete of what love is, bro.
Yeah,
it's not a metric. It's not something you can measure. But the things that you can measure is like care, if you care for someone. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you can show that through your actions. Love, bro, what the fuck is it? Because you can ask 100 people what love is. They'll give you 100 different answers, bro. It don't exist, bro.
No, but what it means to you, if you find it as it pertains to your definition, is that not like a precursor to actually getting married?
Yeah, no.
Like, you can be in love with this person and this love can grow, but surely that's a precursor. No, I think to
most people don't even marry the people. Most people don't even marry the people that they love.
Yeah, that's because you keep breaking up with them.
Damn,
That was aggressive.
He's
a person.
Yeah, that was aggressive.
I don't know why he took it
like that. And he pointed. The camera didn't see it.
He goes, he's breaking up with him. Firstly, I don't fall in love to break up with anyone. Firstly,
wait, hold on. This is the same guy that tells us, "I'm in love with you today." The first time I listened to
that's
you.
But Mo's a classic love bomber.
Yeah. I said, "I fall in love easy." No, when you're on that podcast telling me I fall in love easy,
I do. But that's that moment. That's that moment. That's for 3 hours, and after that.
I see clearly. You know what it is? You can't put us like everyone's a different
PNC,
character
I hear
on a different podcast.
See clearly.
What we say on different
podcasts.
No, but it's true though. I do fall in love, but I generally think it's the Zinners getting me. I need to be lustful and take away everything. Mm. But I just think the joy is, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm deluded in it. Mm-hmm. So it's not love, it's delusion. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like thinking, I think this girl could be the queen that I need.
Okay.
One that knows how to hold down a home. One that could be a good mom. One that could be a good wife. One that knows the deen well. Then I'd be like, she ain't shit.
She ain't shit, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, no, fuck. Then I realize, you're going to get me cancelled. Wallahi, we're not going
to
get
Get me out of the shop.
We're not getting no guy. I'm not up to podcast. Undateables.
We had the undateables.
No, but hear what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is shit. I mean, like, in the sense of, like, I ain't seen none of that. So for me to think that's crazy, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Not that they've gone out and shown me that they aren't that. It's in my mind, I'm like, they ain't it. Until they show me they are.
No, but look.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I hear what you guys are saying. But look, I'm saying for you two, we can all include ourselves, actually.
Why?
Like, we can.
Let's don't put me in that
say,
like, I think we're fundamentally flawed, bro, because...
Working that out now?
Yeah, because we chat to all of these. We're chatting to people.
I don't chat
all
to
these Johns.
Oh yeah, all these. What was
I don't chat to people.
Women.
Sorry, women. Chat to not women. Female, not Johns, not things. We're chatting to all these women, and we can't seem to find a fucking connection with any of them, bro.
We can.
Do you think it's
I think you're wrong, birdie. Well,
no, like, you know when it doesn't make...
is out of 10 of them now, this one perfect. I'll take this.
Brother,
I'll take that.
You know what?
And then we find that woman. We're not going to find that. We know that it's not.
Yeah.
So what it is...
It's a compromise thing.
Cool. We need to compromise to, you know what? Like, let me see how much I can get to what I want. Is it 60%?
You got compromise.
How much can I get?
So at the current present time, honestly speaking, Mandem, what are you willing to... Like, let's say 100%. How much are you willing to compromise?
It depends on
me. I'm happy to compromise. Huh? 60.
No, I think
what?
60.
That's a big percentage.
That's
bro.
A fucking.
No, I'm
big
saying I get 60 of what I have and 40%.
So 40% negative, 40% 60%
negative,
positive.
60%
that's massive.
That's kind of massive.
I'll be honest.
She's
most
probably smoking cigarettes. 40% is crazy.
80-20.
If I think about it, 40% is someone smoking cigarettes.
Wait,
hold on. In front of the kids and their faces.
See, that means your standards is going. I'm looking at 40% to me.
Yeah, I'm taking a piece. It's
like the DNA and stuff like this is non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable.
So we know that. We're talking about, I'm talking about what makes me love someone. So me is about personality.
Facts.
Can we banter?
Yeah.
Can I know I've got you?
Yeah.
Can I know if I've got a business idea I can speak to you?
Yeah.
Can I know if I've got family I can speak to you? Like that comforting reassurance, like that individual that you can, you know? More can understand. That's someone you can understand.
Yeah. But still, bro, 60.
Wait, my question, he's willing to compromise on 40% of things and he still can't find a wife. You must be rubbish.
This is crazy.
You must be rubbish.
Be real with him. Just tell him, man.
It's the local bastard.
Just tell him.
Tell him, man.
It's about time, man.
Just tell him.
Just tell him. Tell him you're out the game.
Put them out of the misery.
No,
I'm joking. No, is it? Just be honest. Is it because you're not ready right now?
No.
You're not ready?
It's not that.
Are you ready?
I'm more than ready. I think it's just that I'll be honest with you. Just the people that I am meeting.
Yeah.
It's just, I think I scare away the people that are right for me.
Why? Why do you think you do this?
Mm. I think because number one, this podcast was an actually bad idea. for the credibility of Hamza to get married, bad idea.
It stinks. You're right.
I'm one of them, man. I stand on business.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna do something and I do it, I've got the vision. I'm gonna do it. I don't care whether it makes me look bad or not. Qadar Allah, because guess what? Everything's written.
Yeah.
But the other reason I think is that number one, the market's saturated. Like, they're all the same. There's no more difference. Like, I'm looking for something
uniqueness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't find that. Number two is I give a feeling of nonchalant.
Nonchalant.
Where they think that, you know what, like, a lot of girls, I might not even do nothing, but after this, I'm going to my yard.
Yeah,
I'm not going nowhere. And if I go anywhere, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? But these people think, Hamza, you're talking to 100 girls.
Mm.
You go out all the time. You do this. They don't know none of my life.
Yeah.
But they don't ask to.
Wait, hold on, though. I know you and I still think that.
But that's not true. You can be honest with me and now call me at any point or whatnot. What would I tell you?
Yo, I'm with that John still.
It's kind of you. You're going to close my market. I can't.
No.
Like I said to you, but, like, you tried to move to the girl that I was.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When second. I heard that story, it was a bit dark. Right. That was
you
dark.
Can see what he's on in it.
That was dark. When I heard that story.
He's a bad
but at the same time, we can't man mark girls as well. We got to be
so
fair.
What my thing is,
unless they come to the rave.
You can't man mark them. But no,
he ditched her. He ditched the one that came to the rave.
I'm not going to lie, the other thing is, I have a problem.
What's the problem? We're getting there.
We went to a function, all of us. Us three.
Who?
Me, him, and him.
Okay, yeah, I went there. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
In this
function, no.
Yeah. Hold on.
This guy, he has.
Who's this guy?
I have a policy.
He comes to the function,
and
he hunts only one, two animals.
Animals is crazy.
But quality, though.
Yeah, cool.
He's doing quality control.
Quality. Okay, this guy looked at me. I'm so sorry, bro.
Let me. We're gonna come. I want to hear you. No. Is it?
What? No.
I want to hear what you're doing. What is it?
It's an ad break. Go on.
That's an ad break.
Brother. Do you know it's come to man? Yeah. Pause. And he's like,
because I'm lost right now. You guys remember? You guys have been in the function. I need you guys.
I haven't been.
Right. Cool. Let me bring that out.
That's what I'm saying. Because right now I'm lost. He said you have to hunt. He hunts two animals.
No.
And you're saying quality control. So
I'll tell you the story. I'll picture you. So you have your picture.
Yeah. Picture it.
It's a cold, rainy night.
Stoke on track.
His legs are. He wants to get to the function.
Yeah. Okay,
he's
cool.
Ahead of me.
Oh, fine. So you went to the head. Okay,
he's ahead of things.
And our pattern as well. Just let me know.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He's a pattern.
Pattern.
I said what?
He patterned.
Okay, cool.
I'm sorry. You're right. What are you patterning?
Yeah, okay, cool. Come on, Kilowski.
I didn't care whether he patterned or not.
No. He ran. Oh, can I get in?
Okay, yeah. So don't do that. Don't
do that. If I can get in, I'll come right now, bro.
I'll be honest. It was more like it was a 50-50. It was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I hadn't been out London for a long time. I was already, be honest.
No, you were here, actually.
So anyways, now, he's let me know we've come. So what I've done is, I'm not ready to function, like dress code wise.
Okay.
So I said, you know what?
He came in the shorts.
No. So what I said is, I wear a hoodie.
Yeah.
And I wear, like, you know them shirts, but them jacket shirts.
Yeah, the lumberjack.
So I wore that now. I wore the hoodie. Boom, just covered my face, and I've gone with him downstairs.
Okay.
I'm checking out the function. He doesn't know what's going on.
The guy, bro, he's moving like he's got the world of ops, bro.
I'm like, bro, I'm just circling the room to just see if my eyes are doing that green. If I see any red, like, I need to know.
Yeah.
I looked, it looked like an all clear, 100%. I got the clear.
Okay.
I've gone back outside, jacket, everything off. Let's get the party started.
Okay. Let's get the party started.
Yeah, absolutely. This guy, though, he's already had a 45-minute head start.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. So that 45-minute head start already, he's already got the gist of the place.
Okay, cool.
Yeah? He's got that. Yeah, buddy! Woo!
Yeah, the ladies are like, cool.
Love you.
They're loving you up in there.
Man, come on, man. Now, it's Hamza's time to do the whole scan.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But you get me, Hamza now,
yeah.
He doesn't, I don't discriminate.
Okay.
Literally, do they have a pulse?
Are you lying?
No. Hey, Mo, it gets worse. Wallahi, midway through, he just looked at me. I said to him, yo, Hamza, bro, like, you need to just chill out. He goes, I want them all. I said, what? He goes, I want, wallahi. And he said, it was utter conviction. I want all of them. I said, act, there's no. He's like, nah. And he just went into the crowd and disappeared. I said, yeah, man.
But I put in work.
No, he put in work.
But I put in work.
Like, four, five, I'm all right. But no. Quality, bro. Yeah, quality, fourth, yeah. And I still enjoy, yeah. I still enjoy
impossible,
myself.
Impossible, bro. Yeah. The this night's guy, so young.
Yeah.
That, so what? Okay, you got the
phone. So you just ran into the midst of people.
Yeah.
Bro, I was connecting, like, you know, we got a casting call.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Literally, bro.
Open mic night.
I want them all.
I know, I'm so banterish, yeah? Yeah. I'll be chatting to you.
Yeah.
Having about 2 minutes. Because yeah. You know what it is? This is how my thing is. You've got 2 minutes to get the number and keep it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a 2 minute rule.
Yeah.
If you beat that 2 minute rule, you're on your own. I'm joking.
Yeah.
So it's a 2 minute move. So like imagine how there's two people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look good and you look good.
Yeah.
The opportunity doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you might like me or she might like me.
Yeah.
So I can't lose both out.
Yeah.
So the way I do it is I look for what you do in your career.
Okay.
Yeah. You've got enough businesses that can fit one of your job roles.
Okay.
Yeah. So we say, as a business transaction, take my number or take my Instagram.
Is that how you do a girl?
Yeah.
Brother, this guy, yeah. No cap. That's literally word for word, bro. That's his playbook.
You know what? My mom's got a KRR business. I might need you as a Let me get your number.
He gets the number via proxy, bro. On the false pretenses.
So wait, hold on. I didn't even
know. So he's LinkedIn on the move, basically.
Yes, on the move.
He's LinkedIn on the move. Navigator.
Yeah.
It doesn't get, I make it balanced. Like, are you interested? No? Okay, you just work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
There's no like, yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah.
So that's why you need them all.
So no, but then I'll make it out.
All of them.
Like, what happens
I want all
you
of them.
Now, yeah. When I say that to you, it's a different approach.
Okay.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Because normally guys are like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Like, I've never seen a girl like you before. That, birdie's way, isn't it? Like, you're a bum, you know. I'm like, Bosh. Bosh. Big bang, Bosh. Let me get on my Bosh.
Let's go. I'm so good, man.
So what I'm saying is, someone will come to me, I'm like, oh my God, you look like you're an amazing accountant, you know. And I'm like, no, I'm not an accountant. I work in operational manager. I said, you know what? We're looking for an operational manager in one of my businesses. Yeah. It's okay if I take your number. I'll give you a shout out.
This is false pretense.
You're not even moving to them.
No, that's not moving to them.
I am. But then now I've got them hooked. You don't get
you got their number.
You know, right. No, it's not about
on the false pretense.
You know what it is? It's like, oh my God, this guy's like, who is he? Like, what? Like, oh my God, I like the way he's, you know what I'm trying to say? But then I'll add a little cheeky little, like, oh, but you do look beautiful as well. Like, don't get twisted. I might take, like, you know, when you're taking the number, you drop a bar,
yeah.
That
lets them know the change as well.
No, that lets them know that I've opened the door.
Yeah, the lines might get blurred.
No. I've opened the door, if you are interested.
Let me ask you a question. Why did you bring up this night? Why, what's specific about this night?
Because this night, the reason why was the time went back.
Okay.
Hamza's amazing. Like, yes, I got more time now.
Okay.
Because I came in with the preset. I've got an hour and a half.
Yeah.
2 minutes, hour and a half, about 90, you know.
Mm-hmm. What?
No, 2 minutes, yeah. 1 hour and a half is 90 minutes.
Oh, what you said? I got 90 of them.
No, I'm saying 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So 90 minutes on the field.
I kind of how many numbers minutes. He took that day,
but
it was crazy, bro.
So my thing is smart.
Yeah.
Then I'll play with them, and then now I've got their number, so I don't need to worry.
Yeah.
There's no showing off right now. Yeah. I've got your number. Like,
yeah.
Go about your business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to text you about this job, bitch. Yeah. You're going to hear about it.
So the whole point of sitting that night. So that's.
Do you use ChatGPT to make this job proper?
Yeah. Well, lying. Wait.
No way.
Oh my days. No, guys, you lot, yeah, you don't not understand the game plan I'm on. You see me?
No way.
Chest.
Bro.
Okay.
My job description, yeah. I don't know what this is. I think I'm lying, read it. What does it say? The future misses. Wallahi, it's fine. Okay, so the position I have. Lifelong partner. Full time and permanent contract, inshallah.
Okay.
Hiring manager. A 32-year-old caffeine powered gentleman who still can't fold a fitted sheet.
Mm.
Yeah. Location anywhere with Wi-Fi. Good biryani.
Not Wi-Fi.
Biryani.
Biryani and mutual respect. about the employer.
That's me.
Yeah, talk your shit, King.
Talk your shit.
Talk your shit, King.
Let's go.
Let it know.
Because that's me.
Yeah. A well-seasoned man. 32 years marinated in experience, who has mastered the arts of sarcasm, midnight snacking, and pretending to know how to fix things.
Yeah.
To make people laugh, overthinks WhatsApp replies, and falls asleep mid Netflix episode.
Off uncle.
Role overview. For the job I'm looking for. Seeking a Muslim woman between the ages of 25 and 45.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. 45? What is going on?
Abusa! Let me finish.
Well, he's getting desperate.
Let me finish.
I said
he's ready for a lifetime of laughter, inside jokes, and the occasional disagreements about takeaway choices.
Yeah,
looks, weight, and background aren't deal breakers.
This
personality, kindness, and banter are. If you can handle dad jokes before the marriage and random philosophies thoughts at 2 a.m., please apply. Key responsibilities.
Holy fuck, bro!
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Laughs at my jokes. Correct or not?
That's you better laugh.
That's a good one.
Joins me in spontaneous debates about whether pineapple belongs on pizza.
That's reminds me debate,
where I left my keys, phone, and dignity.
Keys, phone, and dignity, bro.
Yeah. Keeps me humble when my cooking experiments go sideways.
Mm.
Occasionally nods in my deep motivational speech. Essential qualification.
I go.
Actually hilarious.
Practicing Muslim with good character and humor.
That part.
Yeah. Can handle sarcasm and tea in quality doses. Fluent in kindness, empathy, and the occasional eye roll.
Mm.
Must tolerate mid levels of chaos and bad singing.
Bad singer from her or from you?
Him.
From him.
Oh, from you. I hear it.
And the main qualification for me is 110%. Was born in a westernized society.
So born in Europe.
Yeah, so that's the main qualification.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Not Europe. It could be America. It could be somewhere that's not a third world country.
Yeah, I hear it. Okay.
Because we don't understand. I watch CBBC.
Yeah.
They might not watch CBBC.
She might not know. You're right.
She don't know.
But I understand
will not
they watch NBC One. Because I know about the, you know, the kids stuff on that one as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine them that.
Now the last part, which is the benefits of the role. Cool. What do you get back in return?
Yeah.
From marrying you.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Let's hear this part.
The job part.
Yeah.
Compensation. Okay.
No. 3 lifetime subscriptions to my bad jokes.
Okay.
Unlimited emotion support and shawarma nights.
Shawarma nights.
Flexible
amazing.
Cuddling hours.
Flexible cuddling hours.
Absolutely.
All right.
Joint holidays, joint laughter, joint Netflix, different accounts.
Different accounts.
Different accounts.
Different profiles.
Exactly.
I hear what you're saying.
No accounts.
Yeah.
And it's Netflix, by the way.
It's never been invented yet.
For me, I've looked at it and I felt like it was calm because I don't think it's bad and it's good, but I think it's reasonable.
What part?
This part that I'm going to give. So the obviously the benefits of the job.
Yeah, so
now it's about how much the wages
you get
in return.
Yeah, fine.
So I looked at my finances and I looked at what future projections could be.
Because
you can't now all of a sudden say, I got you for 100K. But then in 2 years, 3 years down.
You're making a million and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I have a fee of whatever I make, she gets 40%.
Could be 40% of nothing. I like what you're saying. Because if you're making nothing,
you're giving that.
Yeah. Does that 40%
of nothing.
So because what happens with the 40% is there's not a figural number. They have to work it with what I make.
Okay, 40% of what you take home?
Yep.
Damn. That's fair play.
Yeah.
Not my residual income.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that residual income, I could utilize for something else.
Yeah.
I hear it.
But my main monthly job income is that.
Yeah, cool.
I'm not going to lie. Hearing this, It's not reason. It's like he's not being unreasonable.
I haven't finished
it. It still goes on.
Yep.
Yeah.
To apply, simply slide in the two conversations with a smile, good energy, and a sense of humor. CVs are not required.
So she just has to DM you.
You could have just wrote that. And look, I'm not lying. It's perfect. I had this. Yeah. And I've been using this. Like when they say, oh, tell me about yourself. Nah, baby. You tell me.
No, baby.
Yeah. No, but that's say, like, there wasn't anything out there that was outlandish.
No.
I was that's being actually, honest. Actually, and I don't think.
And what age? From 25 to 40, bro.
45.
Yeah.
Also,
me, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to you. I think I'm going to change that to 30 and above. I don't think any girl that's under 30, me and her, will get along.
Yeah.
How about these girl here?
Yeah. Also,
let me ask you. How often do you update it?
You know what?
Update that.
Yeah.
I update that at the moment. So this was a work in progress I had for about 6 months.
Yeah.
But I was nervous about how that might come across.
Yeah.
So I'd done small little test trials.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I think it's not bad. It's okay.
Yeah.
And then I went to slowly with females that I know they like me, but I know there's no chance with them because I already told them my salama.
Yeah.
Me, I don't spin the black.
Yeah. I don't spin the black.
I don't feel black. Yeah. So I sent it to them and this is, oh my God, wallahi, you're amazing. This is really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now it's been in operations for about 3 weeks.
Okay.
And I'm not going to lie, I've got good feedback from him.
Any good viable candidates?
Yes and no.
No.
I'll be honest with you. I am getting a big hit these days with the one.
OAPs.
What's that?
Huh?
The old age pensioners.
I'm a fan favorite of the over 40s. They love me, bro.
Is it?
I'm not going to lie, I'm starting to find them quite like them.
Mm.
The ones that have been divorced. Which I find them like now. Like,
flick it.
Like, why not, bro?
Because, why not? They're
the best kept secrets, bro.
We spoke about it.
No, but do you know why? We spoke about it even not before, but do you know why for me that I find that even more? Because they find this as funny, number one.
Mm.
And then they give me advice to add on to it.
Add on to this,
to the description about
it.
To let them know. And I'm like, oh, do you think I should showcase the bad, any bad or whatnot? No, because at the end of the day, there's a job tell you about the bad stuff in their job. Our toilets don't work. We don't give out free food. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? You have to make sure you leave work. Like, you know, some jobs that, you know, I'll be honest with you. I haven't worked in a job where I have to leave work at exactly 5:30. Like, I go and start. Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I've never gone to a job. Like, it's been long. Well, like, Ajib, and I was thinking about it the other day. It's been at least about 8 years, nine years. The last time I've gone to a job, and I'm looking at the time, like,
and the clock watching,
5:30. Shit, I can't leave
yet.
I've got an appointment. I'm gone. I'm so casual about even what I want to say or what I don't want to say.
It's got
no one's business to even know. Because I think, especially, I don't know about you, Mo, maybe less him because he does the 9 to 5 in actual. But like with us, when I'm talking about corporate whatnot, like you see, you can work from home.
Yeah.
You can work in the like.
I'd fucking love to do that, you know.
Like, bro, you can work from home. So what happens is then now is like no one in your department. Like, unless it's your department, like, unless the marketing group, they know that your Hamza's meant to be in this building, Hamza's meant to be in that building.
Yeah.
But the other departments don't know.
Okay.
So no one knows
where everyone is.
What everyone's meant to
be. But I want to know how all of this links back to you linking baby mums, bro. Or wanting to marry a baby mum.
Well, I forgot how to show that.
Why. That's what we need to figure out, bro.
What did I say? What was the reason?
You said, forget these girls that are 25, whatever.
He said, you have nothing in common.
You got nothing in common. You've been dating up right now. And you're saying
you're one of the divorcees.
The divorcees, they're up. They're upper level
because they're like, you see, the reason why I was trying to say for work was I get it now.
Yeah,
because they're in a routine. Like, you see, the younger girls and whatnot, they're in a routine and they have to see that routine to fail to then understand what real marriage is.
Okay,
does that make sense? Because you got to understand, like now when we were young, what I thought marriage would be. And how it would be, and the whole Rapunzel, and the whole, you know, like, bro, I had a dream, bro. Like, bro, I thought it was Allahu A'lam.
Yeah.
Like, this is not what I thought for it would be.
Yeah.
Like, the dreams I had,
yeah.
Not to say that I'm not like.
What were the dreams?
Like, bro,
did you think you was going to be married by now?
Yeah, like, I never knew about life and enjoyment or anything like this. It was more for me, was like, by the time I get to 30, I'm going to get my family out of struggles. I'm going to do the best I can, get the job I need, get married, yes. get me, have a kid.
Yeah.
And that's me. That's
and
me.
That's your routine.
That's my routine. Mm. Me as an accountant, in a suit, new wear, and you get me, mm. mature, because they put that into me, what's mature? New wear is going to do that. New one's going to do that. You get me? Yeah. That's what I, like, you know what I'm
saying? Wear a suit. Yeah.
Like, yeah, but that's not it, really it. I'm making more money, and I can still be me.
Yeah.
No
yeah,
one can
yeah,
tell yeah. me what I, yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. where I'm coming from. So, and on I top agree. Of that as well, is like when we was younger, we never experienced holidays. Now we're not used to no holidays. Our parents, the best holiday was Somalia, and we don't know if we're coming back.
Literally.
Yeah,
literally. But
that's
trauma.
That's trauma. No, but I'm just saying, compared to like, you see like these other people, oh yeah, me and my mum, we're going out. We're going
Spain,
to Turkey
Spain,
this week.
Mallorca,
we're going to Spain, Mallorca. Costa del Sol. Like yeah. I don't know about you lot, but the Blue Bunnies that I've recently like gone through in my past.
The Bluefoots.
Yeah, greetings.
No, sorry. No, not like calling them that.
We're not calling that. We're calling them beautiful non-Somalians. Beautiful non-Somalians.
How did you say it?
I don't know why he you know, like, it takes a bit of time to.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'll take full accountability.
Like, you see, yeah. Okay, them fine. Ones that they'll be like, oh, yeah, my family's going on holiday this weekend. Do you want to come?
That's my
just in case I've seen.
Yeah, no, but do you get what I mean? Because for them, it's just like, oh, tell your boyfriend come.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, we didn't expect. So now, what's the first thing I do? Holiday. Like, you get the first time when you made a bit of money or do something. You want to just see the world.
Man.
Because you're thinking, bro, I never got. Like, especially have you not realized when the things that you was when you were as a kid, you weren't able to get or have.
Is what you go hard on.
Is what you go hard on so much when you're older. Fair. That takes it. Bro, I was 21 trying to get as many cars as I can.
Yeah, of course.
Because, bro, I didn't own a car. And then, like, youths, I'm watching cars, like, mom, my dad just got me a car, I'm 17. I'm saying, I'll buy you that one.
I'll buy you that one.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it's true. Yeah. Have you got a dilemma for us?
Yeah, I've got a dilemma.
You say you're tired.
Bro, none of this explained why he was moving like a harlot in the rave. But yeah, go on.
What do you mean?
None of this explains.
Hamza
speaks in
hieroglyphics.
No,
yeah.
I didn't ask the question. You brought the subject. I even tried to. For the point, I said the point. Yeah,
yeah.
What's
the
whole point of the point?
Sorry, you're so stupid. I'll tell you why.
You're so stupid.
The reason was the date that I went on. And what's the reason why the date wasn't good?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's because I met her at the function.
Okay.
And she saw me moving to a lot of people.
There you go.
And that made your date.
No, I know. And then she still gave me a number, whatnot. Yeah. But then even though she's so I'm already giving he's too much. Like
F-boy vibes.
Yeah, you're a gallus and
that. No, I'm not a gallus.
That's what she thinks
a
you're a gallus.
There's a difference. I'm a magnet.
It's like my magnet.
Okay, magnet.
All right. Like, I bring vibe. They can just, oh, he's so cool. He's just so, he's miskin.
Yeah.
I like him, man. He's a good vibe.
That's the vibes,
Whereas you're just,
Wait.
Big birdie, big brr.
Sniper dog.
You're looking boom.
Is that? What you said? Oh, successful. Is that nice? Successful.
Of course, it was successful.
Okay, why didn't I get an invite, guys?
What, the invite?
Yeah.
You weren't active, bro. It was a Saturday.
Yeah, I was away.
You're lying.
After the show.
Yeah.
He didn't want the competition.
Oh, is that what
it is? I'm not gonna lie, you would have loved it as well.
Is it?
Well,
like, I need to come to one of
these. Where'd you guys go? East is Lime?
Yeah.
Oh my days.
Is it lit?
Yeah. Oh, no, they docked you still. That's kicking.
No, yeah. I went there. No, I was away that whole day. That's what they're going to
do. You didn't invite me, bastard.
Yeah.
Who?
You. Well, you wasn't in the country as well, you were at the back.
Oh, it was on Saturday.
Yeah, it was on Saturday.
How did you feel?
Damn, how do you feel now? The accusations are crazy.
Even if we did, we weren't going to invite you. I told you, nigga was going to stake us for it. I was going to look back like, yo, but. What are you on, bro?
No, wait, hold on. Go back to what he said, yeah?
Yeah.
This is Hamza's exact issue. He's spoken to everyone in the party. Anyone I would have spoken to is done.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe,
but okay, no, you can't do that.
Say wallahi, you won't move in the
same. It's a first come, first serve here. If I see it, I go for it. Stop yourself.
No, but if you go into the midst of people, listen, how
he should go
brother,
over there.
The guy said, I want them all, bro.
Yeah. No, don't
you've
do that.
You've unlocked everyone.
Anyone you spoke to, may I speak to?
No, that's true. That's actually true, didn't it?
Is
it?
Man, even though I'm active, I can
see. Okay, let's just say, I rolled in an hour later.
Yeah.
So sometimes I might pull up because I'm running.
That's a different story. You started fresh game.
Wait, what?
Started a fresh game.
That doesn't make sense to me. That makes sense to me.
You've
spoken to every single person.
Yep.
I've now walked in. I saw him talking to two women.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool. I know where you're at.
Yeah.
I'll ask you, like, I got them all. I'm like, Ash, the same Pokemon.
Yeah. No, bro. I've spoken to everyone.
They're all mine.
I'm not going home now.
Yeah.
No. Just because I've spoken to them doesn't mean that you're my brother. I can't handle all of them.
Exactly. I just you're welcome.
One. So that's what he's saying.
You're welcome.
Saying. No, his difference is different.
Okay, his difference is different.
You know why? Because you know why?
This is cold.
You know why, bro?
Yeah.
Because he had the whole night to speak to her.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. We both never saw her until the last minute.
Don't lie. You said you saw her before. Yo, lie. You told me you saw her before. You said it to me. You said, yo, I've seen her before. She was wandering around trying to be around us. Remember?
Was that the same girl?
Yeah, bro.
Was that the same girl?
I said, bro, I didn't even see her.
Liquor man in the thing, bro.
Yeah.
I promise you, I said, man, I play games.
Yeah,
but anyways, give us the dilemma.
Give us the dilemma. Right. Okay, this one says...
And on top of that, I've had enough of this podcast constantly dating. Like, you lot are boring.
They love it.
I've had enough of these
days,
man.
They love it, bro.
I want to talk about the e-visas. Now we can't even talk about the e-visas.
Talk about it.
No, no, next episode. But you don't have enough time. Yeah. Okay, it's going to be a two-hour episode. What the hell? Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be like RTM. Yeah. 3 hours long.
All right, let's do the next episode.
This one says, my father, who was seriously ill, made me swear on the Quran to uphold his wishes and never reconcile with my sister after he's gone.
Sorry?
In a moment of panic, I agreed, but I plan to break that promise once he has passed. Now I'm torn.
Once he has passed. Okay.
Yeah, he's torn now.
So he's still alive.
Is it worse for me to break an oath I made before Allah or deny my father... or to deny my father peace on his final day? Do I confess my true intentions and now risk breaking his heart, or carry this guilt, breaking that, believing that reuniting our family later is for the greater good? So his dad basically said, it's up in stock, even on my death with your sister. You gotta swear on it that you can't, you're not squashing no beef.
Yeah,
he touched the Quran
and
he said, yo, it's on and it's up and stuck in it. So now he's saying, but he's looking to backdoor his dad and say, yo,
I need to know the context as to why he don't.
Bro, me, I'm not gonna lie to you. When he dies, just before he dies, I'm saying, I'm gonna chat to him.
Why you gonna do that? Why?
What lie?
Whispering in his ear as well.
What lie?
He's only upset for 30 minutes.
Yeah. 100%. Ask this guy, he saw my dad the other day. First time.
Yo,
my dad don't call me Hamza, by the way.
Do you know this guy's got a problem with remembering people's names, yeah?
Okay. You call your dad another one?
No, his dad calls him a totally different name, bro. His dad doesn't even call him by his name.
What?
I'm never gonna say it anymore.
Bro,
his dad calls him don't call him Hamza.
His dad calls him Yahya.
He calls him Yahya.
Yeah.
And then
what?
Yeah, for what reason I don't know.
Now, Somali's do that though. That's my name for you.
It's the weirdest thing.
No,
in the world,
and the thing is, yeah, he only started this a few years back.
Okay.
When one of his wives, they have a son called Yahya.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Is that wait? Hold on. Is that
you
also?
That's why I get really personal about it.
No,
because I'm like, how do you not know your son?
Yeah.
But you're there with the next son.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get another son.
Yeah.
So have you ever confronted him about it?
Every day. I stuck it in front of him. What do you mean? Ask these guys. If
bro, I was chilling with Hamza's dad all day.
I will stick it on my dad. I'm telling him.
Hamza's dad's a bad boy.
I'm telling him in front of my dad. I'm saying, bud, let my dad say another word. I'm headlocking him. Like, I've always been getting me. It's like, Hamza, wallah, Abu Ani, you be like these guys. These are good guys. Say another word, my nigga, and I'll show you he's a good guy. What are you talking about, bro?
Nah, he's a bad boy.
He's a bad man. How you call you? He's a good call you. Another
name. So you think my dad
say I have a son.
Do that to me.
I can't call another son. I gave another son of mine.
It's mad disrespectful.
Mad disrespectful, exactly. So am I wrong for that? I'm gonna put him.
No, but then you can't put him on a headlock. You do the same, bro. You've got
it's different.
You've got my brother here. You've been calling him
Ab. So whatever you do, like, anything after Abdurrahman, Abdurhakim, Abdurrahman, like, it's the same. Like, it's Allah's name, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus.
Yeah.
this nigga spent one day with my mum, did not stop using my government name for 8 months, bro.
Yeah.
And then when he got tired of using my government name, he started calling me his government.
Start calling him. He calls him my name.
I called him that.
And he called me.
Yeah, like father, like son.
Yeah. When I see that happen, I said, the penny dropped. I said, oh. What's in the cat?
Yeah, what's in the cat?
It's in the kitten,
bro.
That's
cool. Hundo,
like, genuinely.
That's cool.
No, but I'm telling you, bro.
But wait, so what do you do?
You got to
tell
Abba.
In this scenario here, personally, I'm telling him. I'll be honest with you.
No, but
you promised your dad.
No.
So do you want him to be?
And joke side, I would have said like, just when he's dying, like, let's say that.
Yeah.
But if that doesn't have a chance, I don't think it's bad. But when they die, just let them live in peace. If that's what you want, Abba. But you know what you should do. As a daughter of the father, Abba, Allah, haram, you're going to Jannah. You need your daughters to make du'a.
Ska'afi.
Do you know what I'm coming from?
I don't even know. I'd go against my pops, you know. What? Like I'd go against him, bro. I'm not upholding that, bro.
Of course you're not upholding.
You're not upholding.
But what we're trying to
say, but you want
the problem is,
you want to pass. What's the best opportunity that you can do?
You want to pass.
Yeah.
With clean heart, basically.
I know I do, but at the same time, it's like
yeah, because like, if he's asking you not, to be fair, if he's asking you to do that on the deathbed, that's long gone.
No, you can do something,
bro.
Like,
nah, on the deathbed, bro.
Like, bro, if I'm saying to you, I have everything. Just promise me that you will never speak to, let's just say, yeah. Early.
Forget about taking care of your mom.
Yeah, I don't want
to take care of my mom.
Ban your sister.
Ban your sister, ban everyone. Bro. Just don't ever speak to this one person.
That's what you do. No, it's morphine, more. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm hey, I'm hey,
she said the maddest.
Yeah, but that's what I'll do. But I don't know, man.
But he's mad
for putting his hand on the Quran and swearing by it, though. I feel that's crazy.
Is that, how did you even get the Quran?
Huh?
In the mosque. I mean, in the hospital.
Yeah, of course.
You can have a Quran.
You can have a Quran in the hospital, bro. Everyone's got a Quran.
That's the one place you should have a Quran.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts.
What are you saying? You don't have a Quran in the hospital?
But I don't go to hospital.
Yeah, don't. Come
That's
on,
not
man.
Like my link up.
Yeah.
Like, you get me? Like, hospital so I'm looking like that. Yo, where are you, hospital? You're saying I'm coming out now. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. Yeah.
No, but if someone's passes, I'll go there just to show my face. That's the only time I go up.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know if I asked it before, but let's say your wife's giving birth or your brethren's dying. Who are you going to?
My boy.
See my brother, man.
Huh?
Yeah, my boy.
But your boy is just about to die, and he said, "Yo, Hamza, come and like, I need to see you before I die, bro."
I'm linking my bedroom.
Yeah, your bedroom.
Yeah. That baby will be there tomorrow.
Yeah,
inshallah.
It's a new life. One dies, one gets.
And your first child, you're missing the birth of your first child.
Bro, do you think I told my wife, whatever woman I'll get, I won't be able to watch.
Hold on. This has been an episode of the.
What would you do? You can't do that. You can't get away with this.
Bro, I'd be at the birth of my child, bro. Like, I'll be honest with you, man.
What
we got my brethren and that. Do you know what I'm
saying? A real one. What about you?
I'll be real with you. I said the opposite to him, and they cooked me.
Yeah.
These two cooked me.
Yeah. How? What did he do?
No, I said I'll go see my brethren because, like, that's you what said, I'm saying, the kids gonna be there tomorrow. But and I'll be honest with you. But then I also said,
How did he cook you?
No, because I also said, no, not even just him, just everyone in the chat. I think he was on live.
He was on live.
And then one of the people were like, oh, but that's the birth. I said, I'll be real with you. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I don't even think I want to be in the room.
Do you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Hold on.
No, stop. You think I'm going to be there? Push.
Stop.
Yeah. Push. Yes, baby. Push.
I don't think
I'll be there. I'm outside the room. Let me know when the baby's there.
Yeah.
Brother. I don't want to see no blood. I don't want to see a hanam. Anything.
It.
You're going to catch me with the balloon thing.
Yeah. Give me the balloons. Yeah.
This looks bad. I'm like, raw. Hey, baby, got this dog.
Hey. I don't think I'll be there.
I'm not gonna be there, bro.
Okay, let me explain.
Bro, you think you're gonna slap me or say something mad? I'll do the bahana ya cap, bro.
The reason why I said I'd be by my wife and watch the birth of my child, bro. When a woman's giving birth, that's the closest she gets to death anyway, bro.
This is literally what the comments are saying right now. She could pass away.
She could pass away, bro.
No, but you know why? The reason why is because mine was grobs. Because they've already done it prior before.
Wait, they're just going to shoot that baby out.
I'm like, you got this. You got this, been there, done that.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Nah, but anytime a woman's
going to remember. You got to remember that baby's not going to remember it. She might get
and yeah,
she
might fuck get for the baby, for you, bro.
What do you mean it's for you? For me?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I've seen my child. Like, I was there in the birth room when my child was being born.
What are you looking at?
No, so, so, boy,
what are you looking at? I don't mean it like that. I'm saying like,
no.
What are you benefiting from it? Like, what are you going to look at?
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Look, I was there, bro. It was one of the best moments of my life, bro. I would never miss it, bro.
What was the best moment?
Bro, everything, bro. Bro, you don't understand the amount of emotion, bro. Your son or your daughter's being born for the first time.
I don't get this.
You know this is crazy.
I don't get it.
You niggas ain't got kids.
Do you know why I don't get it?
This is the crazy part I'm figuring out. You guys have.
What is it? You're saying you're not saying.
They can't comprehend it.
I agree with that. But what I'm saying, you've had 9 months to prepare for this moment. So you're telling me you're gonna now get upset?
Okay, forget that. Imagine she couldn't push it out. Imagine she couldn't push it out, and now she has cesarean.
So
guess what? You're not even there. You're not going to be in the surgery now watching the belly go up.
You are, brother. You're here. Have you been up to a cesarean?
Yeah, you're outside. You're by the head.
The curtain's up. You're by the head. You're by your head, bro.
So why don't I just be outside?
Yeah, why are you doing? What are you doing with her?
Well, let me ask you a question. I'm just asking a general question. Why?
Bro,
this woman's risking her life.
To give you a fucking seat.
What do you mean for us? Risking our lives.
You know I'm even mad. By the way. This is something that a lot of women go through.
Yeah.
This is the darkest conversation in the world. You guys are fucked. Wallahi, I'm going to tell you guys you're fucked.
Wait, I'm just saying.
No, wallahi. Wallahi,
I'm just asking a question. Do I need to be in the room?
Why do you need to be in the room?
But she's going through so much trauma. physical trauma.
I can't help her.
What are we going to do for her?
You're providing emotional support.
Support, bro.
Okay, so put your up with a curtain. I told you, pick me up there with a curtain.
What do you mean
with
a
curtain?
No, no, no. You don't have to see what's going on. They put a curtain up.
They put a curtain.
You're by the head.
You're by the head.
But is she alive? Is she dead? Let me ask a question.
FaceTime.
Is she? No, you guys. I'm joking. The whole point of the story was, if my friend is dying, though, hear me out, I'm not going to lie to you.
But
I'm going to my bedroom, lad.
Yeah. You got to remember, in my mind, inshallah, everything's going to be cool here. Like, my friend.
No, but you're assuming. You're assuming, bro.
You're assuming all the wrong things, bro.
How?
Imagine you go to
I should be assuming that. What? I should assume she's dying.
She's going to die as well.
No, bro.
No, but things can go wrong, and you know
bro,
that.
Bro.
So, that's bi'idhillah.
So, bi'id.
Yeah, but your friend dying.
Your own son.
That's what I'm saying. My friend dying.
Your own child,
my friend dying.
Wallahi, God forbid. I guarantee you two niggas are going to be there holding your wife's hand saying, push
me. Don't
worry. I guarantee you.
These niggas are the niggas
that yap like this and say, yo, I'm not going to do this. I'm telling you, when your child
is born, I don't like blood.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did you hold her hand?
Brother, everything. Towel on the head, hand.
That's a good man.
That's a good man.
Wallahi, held the hand.
You
don't know what the fuck was going on half the time.
No, I'm thinking, 100%.
Because
these are the kind of guys that, so back then was you ahead just yapping that like, I want to be in the room?
No, I had to be.
Did you always say you was going to be in the room?
Always, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So I just nullified your argument.
Always. I'd always be in the room regardless, bro. Anyone could be dying now, bro. If it's the birth of my child and my wife is giving birth, I'm there, bro.
No, what I'm saying is, you said the guys that say what I'm saying now would be the ones that would be holding the hand.
No, you are watching, bro. Inshallah.
I hope so.
Bro, I don't like it.
I hope it's skin to skin with your youth for the first time. You know how sick that is,
I hope it's not
time.
Are you alright, man? Am I not gonna get that?
Huh?
Am I not gonna get it? Brother. Just because I'm not in the room, brother, I'm gonna be downstairs with a cup of chocolate.
You're not gonna get it.
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for the nurse.
As soon as a child's born, bro.
You've got a boy.
As soon as a child's born, bro.
I hope it's not Champions League now as well.
Yeah, it's peak.
Oh my God. Listen, we are the Apti Podcast. Thanks for getting us to 8,000 subscribers. Like, comment, share, subscribe.
Yeah, man.
Roll to 10K.
Mm-hmm.
Australia show pending is there already. So tickets in the link description below.